Ezra chapter 6. Then King Darius made a decree, and they searched the archives where the documents were stored in Babylon. But it was in Ecbatana, the capital in the province of Media, that a scroll was found on which this was written, a record. In the first year of his reign, King Cyrus issued a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem, let the house be rebuilt, the place where sacrifices are offered and burnt offerings are brought. Its height shall be 60 cubits, and its width 60 cubits, with 3 courses of hewn stones and 1 course of timber. Let the cost be paid from the royal treasury. Moreover, let the gold and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, be restored and brought back to the temple in Jerusalem, each to its place. You shall put them in the house of God. Now you, Tattenai, governor of the province beyond the river, Shethar-Bozenai, and you, their associates, the envoys in the province beyond the river, keep away. Let the work on this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews rebuild this house of God on its site. Moreover, I make a decree regarding what you shall do for these elders of the Jews for the rebuilding of this house of God. The cost is to be paid to these people, in full and without delay, from the royal revenue, the tribute of the province beyond the river. Whatever is needed, young bulls, rams, or sheep for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, or oil, as the priests in Jerusalem require, let that be given to them day by day without fail, so that they may offer pleasing sacrifices to the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and his children. Furthermore, I decree that if anyone alters this edict, a beam shall be pulled out of the house of the perpetrator, who then shall be impaled on it. The house shall be made a dunghill. May the God who has established his name there overthrow any king or people that shall put forth a hand to alter this, or to destroy this house of God in Jerusalem. I, Darius, make a decree, let it be done with all diligence. Then, according to the word sent by King Darius, Tattenai, the governor of the province beyond the river, Shethar-Bozenai and their associates did with all diligence what King Darius had ordered. So the elders of the Jews built and prospered through the prophesying of the prophet Haggai and Zechariah son of Iddo. They finished their building by command of the God of Israel and by decree of Cyrus, Darius, and King Artaxerxes of Persia. And this house was finished on the 3rd day of the month of Adar, in the 6th year of the reign of King Darius. The people of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the returned exiles, celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. They offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and as a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Then they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses for the service of God at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. On the 14th day of the 1st month, the returned exiles kept the Passover. For both the priests and the Levites had purified themselves, all of them were clean. So they killed the Passover lamb for all the returned exiles, for their fellow priests and for themselves. It was eaten by the people of Israel who had returned from exile, and also by all who had joined them and separated themselves from the pollutions of the nations of the land to worship the Lord, the God of Israel. With joy they celebrated the festival of unleavened bread 7 days. For the Lord had made them joyful, and had turned the heart of the king of Assyria to them, so that he aided them in the work on the house of God, the God of Israel. Ezra chapter 7. After this, in the reign of King Artaxerxes of Persia, Ezra, son of Seraiah, son of Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Shallum, son of Zadok, son of Ahitub, son of Amariah, son of Azariah, son of Merioth, son of Zerahiah, son of Uzai, son of Bukai, son of Abishua, son of Phinehas, son of Eleazar, son of the chief priest Aaron, this Ezra went up from Babylonia. He was a scribe, skilled in the law of Moses that the Lord the God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all that he asked, for the hand of the Lord God was upon him. Some of the people of Israel, and some of the priests and Levites, the singers and gatekeepers, and the temple servants, also went up to Jerusalem in the 7th year of King Artaxerxes. They came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the seventh year of the king. On the first day of the first month the journey up from Babylon was begun, and on the first day of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem, for the gracious hand of his God was upon him. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach the statutes and ordinances in Israel. This is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave to the priest Ezra, the scribe, a scholar of the text of the commandments of the Lord and his statutes for Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to the priest Ezra, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, peace. And now I decree that any of the people of Israel, or their priests or Levites in my kingdom, who freely offers to go to Jerusalem, may go with you. For you are sent by the king and his seven counselors to make inquiries about Judah and Jerusalem according to the law of your God, which is in your hand, and also to convey the silver and gold that the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, with all the silver and gold that you shall find in the whole province of Babylonia, and with the freewill offerings of the people and the priests, given willingly for the house of their God in Jerusalem. With this money, then, you shall with all diligence buy bulls, rams, and lambs, and their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and you shall offer them on the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem. Whatever seems good to you and your colleagues to do with the rest of the silver and gold, you may do according to the will of your God. The vessels that have been given you for the service of the house of your God, you shall deliver before the God of Jerusalem. And whatever else is required for the house of your God, which you are responsible for providing, you may provide out of the king's treasury. I, King Artaxerxes, decree to all the treasurers in the province beyond the river, whatever the priest Ezra, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, requires of you, let it be done with all diligence, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and unlimited salt. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be done with zeal for the house of the God of heaven, or wrath will come upon the realm of the king and his heirs. We also notify you that it shall not be lawful to impose tribute, custom, or toll on any of the priests, the Levites, the singers, the doorkeepers, the temple servants, or other servants of this house of God. And you, Ezra, according to the God-given wisdom you possess, appoint magistrates and judges who may judge all the people in the province beyond the river who know the laws of your God, and you shall teach those who do not know them. All who will not obey the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be strictly executed on them, whether for death, or for banishment, or for confiscation of their goods, or for imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who put such a thing as this into the heart of the king, to glorify the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and who extended to me steadfast love before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty officers. I took courage, for the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered leaders from Israel to go up with me. Ezra chapter 8. These are their family heads, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonia in the reign of King Artaxerxes. Of the descendants of Phinehas, Gershom, of Ithamar, Daniel, of David, Hattush, of the descendants of Shechaniah, of Parosh, Zechaniah, with whom were registered 150 males. Of the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Eliohenai, son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the descendants of Zattu, Shechaniah, son of Jehaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the descendants of Aden, Ebed, son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. Of the descendants of Elam, Jeshaiah, son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. Of the descendants of Shephatiah, Zebediah, son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the descendants of Joab, Obadiah, son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. Of the descendants of Bani, Shelomith, son of Josephiah, and with him 160 males. Of the descendants of Bebai, Zechariah, son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. Of the descendants of Azgad, Johanan, son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. Of the descendants of Adonikam, those who came later, their names being Eliphelet, Jeuel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Of the descendants of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zakur, and with them 70 males. I gathered them by the river that runs to Ahava, and there we camped 3 days. As I reviewed the people and the priests, I found there none of the descendants of Levi. Then I sent for Eliezer, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, who were leaders, and for Joiarib and Elnathan, who were wise, and sent them to Edo, the leader at the place called Cosifiah, telling them what to say to Edo and his colleagues, the temple servants of Cosifiah, namely to send us ministers for the house of our God. Since the gracious hand of our God was upon us, they brought us a man of discretion of the descendants of Malai, son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and kin, 18. Also Hashabiah, and with him Jeshaiah, of the descendants of Merari, with his kin and their sons, 20, besides 220 of the temple servants, whom David and his officials had set apart to attend the Levites. These were all mentioned by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there, at the river Ahava, that we might deny ourselves before our God, to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and cavalry to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king that the hand of our God is gracious to all who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all who forsake him. So we fasted and petitioned our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty. Then I set apart 12 of the leading priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their kin with them. And I weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the vessels, the offering for the house of our God that the king, his counselors, his lords, and all Israel there present had offered. I weighed out into their hands 650 talents of silver, and 100 silver vessels worth talents, and 100 talents of gold, 20 gold bowls worth 1,000 derricks, and 2 vessels of fine polished bronze as precious as gold. And I said to them, "You are holy to the Lord, and the vessels are holy, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Guard them, and keep them until you weigh them before the chief priests and the Levites, and the heads of families in Israel at Jerusalem, within the chambers of the house of the Lord." So the priests and the Levites took over the silver, the gold, and the vessels as they were weighed out, to bring them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. Then we left the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambushes along the way. We came to Jerusalem and remained there 3 days. On the 4th day, within the house of our God, the silver, the gold, and the vessels were weighed into the hands of the priest Meremoth son of Uriah, and with him was Eleazar son of Phinehas, and with them were the Levites, Jozabad, son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, son of Bunui. The total was counted and weighed, and the weight of everything was recorded. At that time those who had come from captivity, the returned exiles, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and as a sin offering 12 male goats. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord. They also delivered the king's commissions to the king's satraps and to the governors of the province beyond the river, and they supported the people and the house of God.